Philadelphia is the nation's eighth largest school system, and it's in crisis. Mounting debt, concentrated poverty, and a nasty political fight over state funding have forced the district to slash thousands of jobs and instructional programs. Well, now, with nowhere else to cut, the State Appointment Commission that runs the system has taken an extraordinary step. It's revoked its contract with the teachers' union. And Pierre's Claudio Sanchez has the story.
5,000 teachers, reading coaches, librarians, nurses, counselors, and support staff. That's how many employees Philadelphia has laid off in the last couple of years. 31 schools shut down to save money. Classrooms are overcrowded. And now, with no labor contract in place, the district will no longer pay for teachers' health coverage.
Every teacher in this school district, they were blindsided, totally blindsided.
Jerry Jordan, president of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers, says this is a slap in the face, given that teachers have gone without a pay raise for years. Jordan says cutting teachers' health coverage won't even put a dent in the district's $81 million budget deficit.
There still will not be enough counselors. There won't be enough nurses. So it's not as if they've done something that's going to make it better for kids.
The union argues that teachers didn't cause the budget crisis, the state did, by cutting $1 billion from the education budget and refusing to deal with the long-term funding of public schools. Superintendent William Height agrees. In the short term, he says, he's done all he can to avoid more cuts, but it's still not enough.
For every dollar that we spend, 36 cents goes to support the children in the district schools.
The rest goes to service a multi-million dollar debt, charter schools, pension contributions, and health care costs. By forcing teachers to pay for their health care, the district will now save $44 million, which means teachers with dependents will have to pay at least $200 a month out of pocket. Everybody has had to sacrifice, says Height, especially kids.
We're not looking just to teachers to make sacrifices. It's the only group who hasn't.
Philadelphia's troubles are not unique. In many states, health care costs and teacher pension obligations are unsustainable, so unions make for a convenient political target.
If you can break the union, then you can make teachers become minimum wage workers.
Alex Humes is a social studies teacher and union rep at Central High, one of Philadelphia's top-performing schools. He says teachers will take the district to court to restore the union's contract, but if that fails...
Right now, technically, it's illegal for us to strike. We do see that as an option.
Who knows if it'll come to that, but Hume says 10,000 teachers will be hard to replace if everybody walks out. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.